Okay, Jim, very good. Yeah, I glanced over that article real quick, and yeah, that Flex Radio Aurora has got my attention, but unfortunately, that won't happen for a little while. They're not cheap. They're about 6 grand. But I know everybody's like, "Oh my God, no way." But let's say you're a new ham and you need to buy a power supply and you want to put out at least 500 watts and you don't want to be super heavy or big. Well, the Aurora has a built-in power supply, plugs right into 120 AC, does 500 watts, and has this new technology Jim was just talking about where they had it keyed up with a brick on a key into a dummy load all day at Dayton last year. So it can run all day dead keyed at 500 watts. So you subtract, oh, and it has a built-in tuner as well. So you have an HF radio that's 6 meter through 160. You have all the ports you need to do 2 meter 440 if you want to get a oh God, I can't remember, a transverter. If you want to get transverters, get receive ports, all that stuff. It is a radio that needs to, well, doesn't have to have a computer. You can buy the one that has the screen on it. Costs a little bit more. But so you have the radio, you have a tuner built in, you have 500 watts, basically a 500 watt amplifier, and a power supply, all in one little box that weighs 18 pounds. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. So check out that article and then check out the Aurora. Might be something you're interested in someday. I'm saving my pennies now, so I'm definitely going to get one. I got a Flex now, but it only does 100 watts. All right, Jim, thank you for that information. Drive careful on your way home there, and sorry you had such a long day, but it does happen, unfortunately. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, let's go ahead and open the Swapper Shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and Shop session is now open.
N9OKA.